Good day, sports fans. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Sports Planet. My name is Kayode Ogundare, and as usual, I have with me Mumini Alao.
Thank you very much, Kayode. And it's a pleasure to be with you again, sports fans. Welcome.
Today on the program, we are going to be celebrating our own. Last week, for those who have not heard about it, Mumini Alao was named as an industry icon at the prestigious Ballers Award, the third edition. Even if we say so, it was an award that is well deserved. Let me ask you, how do you feel winning that award?
Kayode, I must confess to you that I was overwhelmed. When the organizers called me and said to me that I should report at the studio to come and receive the Industry Icon of the Year award, I nearly couldn't believe my ears. All right, you know, because with all modesty, with all humility, I didn't see myself as an icon in the industry. I've been in this industry from since I finished university, my first degree, and that's close to about 35 years now. And for me, I was just having fun. So if people look back and say, okay, yes, we appreciate what you've done over the years, and we feel that you belong in that, what I will refer to as an exclusive class of icons in an industry, that's a big one. And currently, I'm really, really very, very appreciative of the award.
3.5 decades in the industry, you are indeed an icon. So let's do this. If you were to run a sports journalism masterclass, Journalism 101, what would be the 3 things you would tell the aspiring journalist out there to that he must, he or she now, let's be gender sensitive, must have in order to get to the very top?
The first one is passion.
Okay.
You must love the job. All right, because I remember since back in school, that was when I started following sports. Since my secondary school days, when I was in Form 3, they call it GS3 now. So I started following sports back then, started keeping my own records, you know, had my own library. All right, so then did my school cert, did my HSC. Before I entered university, I already decided that I was going to be a sports writer. So I went in for Mass Comm at University of Lagos. While there, I was sports editor of Unilaxon for 2 years. I was sports editor of Veritas Magazine, and so on and so. So from day one, I already had a passion, you know, for sports and for writing. So you will need your passion, okay? That's number one. Number two, a lot of hard work. All right, you see, because, and especially now, because when we started, we didn't have digital media the way it is today. There was no social media, there was no internet, at least it hadn't come, you know, to Nigeria, and so on and so forth. So you could say that our competition was a bit domesticated, if I can use that expression. I mean, for instance, when I started working with Compute Football, we had only just one or two other magazines competing with Compute Football. And then when we started Compute Sports newspaper, we had a couple of newspapers also competing with Compute Sports, and so on and so forth. But in today's world, if you say you have a sports blog, there are 1,000,001 other sports blogs. If you say you have a website, there are 1,000,000,001 other sports websites. And if you say you have a social media handles, before you are even posting, before you are pressing, send, whatever, people are already picking it up and they are, you know, forwarding it, and they are not giving you any attribution, not giving you any credit. So it's absolutely crazy now. It's more difficult, I must confess, it's more challenging. So you need a lot of hard work to stand out. And talking about stand out, that would be my third recommendation. You have to be creative, because that's the only way you know you can have stand out. And you know what, if you tell your own story, because your own story is exclusive to you, that's going to be one that is difficult to plagiarize, okay? So if you can tell your own stories in your own special way, that will be one way to, you know, for you to stand out. You actually asked for 3 in terms of what you know, you need to have in your package to excel. And I've mentioned passion, I've mentioned hard work, I've also mentioned creativity. I will add one more.
Okay.
You need credibility.
Okay.
You need a lot of credibility. When you publish anything, when you say anything, when you write anything, people should be you should be believable. All right, based on your antecedents. And that means you don't compromise with sports officials. You don't compromise with football players or other sports athletes. All right? You say things the way they are. Credible. In fact, I must confess to you, Kayode, that in my whole career, that is one thing that I've always guarded very jealously. All right? I always tell people that what I have is my name and I want to protect it. All right? So I think that has helped a great deal, and that's something that I will also recommend very strongly to up-and-coming sports journalists.
Well, that's like a semester's course in 3 minutes. Now, it's not as if you are retiring or something, but let me ask you, what will you consider to be the high point of your journalism career?
High points. Can I pick one now? Well, probably I'll go far back to the era of Clemens Westerhoff.
I was going to say that. When
he was the coach of the Super Eagles, because I was privileged to be the closest journalist to the team at that time. Myself and Onoche Anibeze, who worked for the Vanguard newspaper. So, but I think with all modesty, I was actually a little bit ahead of Onoche on some occasions. You know, so I have had access to a lot of exclusives at that time. You know, I used to travel with the team regularly, and I remember I would have some stories up to 3 months, and nobody else will have it in the whole country. And I would be releasing the stories, you know, bit by bit, and people would be waiting to lap them up. So I think during that time, all the way to USA 94, also all the way to Atlanta 96 as well, you know, so I think that was a period that I really, really had a lot of fun, you know, covering the Super Eagles, covering the team that also won the gold medal at Atlanta. So maybe I can pick that.
Well, congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
We've come to the end of the program today, but not to worry, you can always get previous editions of this program. All you need to do is just go to www.nigersuperfans.com/category/podcast and you have all previous editions there. Thank you very much. Join us again next time.